I don't know another city doing this. This was hitting shots. Precious picture lights out, now we hit the top. We the champs doing damage, we the Boston Red Sox.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Red Sox Nation, the Illinois Charter Podcast. I'm your host, Tom O'Shea. Okay, so we got the Red Sox game on for spring training. Red Sox versus Braves, we have that on live. They're in the bottom of the first inning. Garrett Richards is pitching, and so far scoreless. We got one, or counts 2-2, one man down. Yeah. All right, so pretty much, yeah. So we got some news. We got some spring training scores to talk about. But first, we need to say goodbye to possibly, if not the best center fielder, at least in my lifetime, best center, or maybe of all time, best center fielder in Red Sox history. As Jackie Bradley Jr. has decided to not re-sign with the Red Sox and instead sign with the Milwaukee Brewers for a 2-year deal. So he is gone for good. So the Killer Bees era of Andrew Benintendi, Jackie Bradley Jr., and Mookie Betts is over. In literally over a year, too. Seriously. In over a year, we got rid of Mookie Betts. We traded him away to LA, which people are still talking about, and kind of rightfully so, too. Then a month ago, we traded away Andrew Benintendi to the Kansas City Royals. I'm not really sure how that might work out, but maybe not. Maybe it might blow up in the Kansas, or maybe we might have won the trade. I don't know. But yeah. And no, kind of knowing how Benintendi kind of gradually starts declining and stuff like that, I could see maybe we might have won the trade. And then we let this week Jackie Bradley Jr. Leave for free agency, or let him sign somewhere else. And it really is a shame too, because I was kind of hoping, and we were all hoping too, that Jackie Bradley Jr. would be the next best thing. And he so pretty much was the next best thing. But there were times where, yeah, he just wasn't able to hit well. And a little bit was, I mean, a little bit like we kind of overreacted to. Like, there were times where, like, he'll have a really good batting average, like 2016, where, like, he went on a hitting streak. And, oh, man, we really botched that. Wow. Okay. Anyway, so back to where he would go on a hitting streak like 2016, where like he was just hitting the ball and not getting out. And then there would be years like maybe 2014, maybe 2015, where like he just wasn't hitting the ball and just keeps going back down to Pawtucket. But I will say this, offensively, he might have not been the greatest player, but defensively, that's why I consider him the greatest Red Sox center fielder of all time. The guy made plays that seem impossible look possible. Like, he basically went out for those diving plays. Like, he even snagged home runs away. Like, in 2017, he snagged a home run away and basically saved David Price's butt. When they played the Yankees on Sunday Night Baseball, he basically just took a home run away, just went into the Red Sox bullpen and basically just, nope, it's coming back in. Nope, sorry, Judge, you ain't getting a home run. Yeah. And then the one in 2019, he basically took a walk-off home run away from Trey Mancini back in late April, like in extra innings. He basically just went into the bullpen, basically leaped up, mine. You know, and that's basically one of the greatest plays of of the season in 2019. I mean, he made defensive plays that seemed impossible, as I said, look possible. Like, he basically leapt out and basically snagged base hits and home runs away. Like, he basically just did that. And I will give him credit for that. Yeah. That's why it'll be a shame. It will not be the same now he's gone now. So, yeah. Thank you, JBJ. Thank you for all you did, being part of that 2018 squad that brought possibly the best Red Sox team in franchise history, being a part of that, being part of that outfield of Benintendi and Mookie Betts and yourself, and just brings like just memorable plays, just memorable defensive plays. And best of luck in Milwaukee. Hopefully you have a hopefully you'll have a better career there than possibly in Boston. But I mean, I wouldn't say it was a failure. It's just some times it kind of did look like a failure, like offensively to begin with. But then he basically got fixed it up. I think because JD Martinez, he basically just fixed his swing. And then after that, he just was hitting the ball. Like, I feel like he would have been our best offensive player. One of them. Yeah. Best of luck in Milwaukee, JBJ. Red Sox, however, did this week did make a minor league deal with Danny Santana. He used to play for the Texas Rangers, so he will be in the minor leagues. But he does, I believe, he might have got an invite to spring training, but I could be totally wrong on that. But for now, I think it's just a minor league deal. So we could see him later on in the year, but I think to begin with, he'll start in Worcester to begin with. So, yeah. So I'm not really sure why they made the move, but I don't know. Maybe because they thought, like, JBJ's now gone, but we already got our outfield. We already got, like, a great offensive or outfield depth. I mean, why do we need to add another guy? Maybe infield-wise. Because he also is an infielder, too. Like, he basically play every position in the infield, what I've been hearing. All right, so hold on. I'm on the wrong spot. All right. Roster. Let's see. Is he on the invite. Yeah, he's an invite. Yeah. Number 22. Okay, so, yeah. So, Salamora, he made it to camp, so he got the frozen bullpen and two stuff like that, and he will wear number 19 for spring training and for the season. Guess who also wore number 19 too? Jackie Bradley Jr. and the person who convinced him to join the Red Sox too. Former, you remember him from 2013? Former bullpen extraordinaire, at least in 2013. Yes, Koji Urahara. Basically, he was kind of the influencing factor in Salamora signing with the Red Sox. I'm not really sure where the connection was, but like, that's basically why he decided to sign with the Red Sox this offseason. Awesome. Yeah. Kind of good to hear that, kind of too. Yeah. Wonder how Koji's doing now since he's now retired. Probably just kicking back and watching baseball. I don't know. Yeah. Now, that guy had a 2013 to remember. How he basically came out of the bullpen and basically how he made records, too. Like, basically, I think it was consecutive. We will have to look up the stats, but, yeah. So, all right. So, let's get into the scores of the week. Man, they got the bases loaded. Jiminy Christmas. All right, one out. 0-1 count. Man, Gary Richards, what are you doing to us? Better get out of this inning. All right. Da-da-da. All right. Crap, I was... All right. Hold on. Here, all right. Here we are. All right. So, let's see. Sunday, last Sunday, they played the Minnesota Twins on the Minnesota Twins spring training facility at CenturyLink Sports Complex or Hammond Stadium, and they ended up losing 1 in a 7-inning contest, 7-6. Despite a few Red Sox homering in this game, they end up losing this one. They end up losing 1-7-6. All right, let's get over the game summary. All right, let's see. So to begin with, in the top of the second inning, Red Sox got their first base hit of the game as Bobby Dalbec homers into right center field to make it 1-0 Red Sox. Then in the bottom of the second inning, Max Kepler reaches on a single to score Asardillo and J.T. Riddle to make it 2-1 Minnesota led. And then, what? God damn it, Garrett Richards. Ugh. All right, well, Dansby Swanson just doubled. So, was it a bases clearing double? Did free runs come across? Hold on. Yeah, three. Ugh. He cleared the bases, son of a bitch. Well, I mean, at least it's just spring training, but still, come on. All right, so back to so it was 3-1 Red Sox or 3-1 Minnesota Twins as Jorge Polanco walks in a run to score Caleb Hamilton, and then a double by Miguel Sano to score Max Kepler and Mitch Garber to make it 5-1 Minnesota led. Then the top of the fifth, Michael Chavis, the Ice Horse, gets on the board with a home run, a solo bomb into right field to make it 5-2 Minnesota still led, but by three. And then by one run, as Jeter Downs, the Red Sox Dodgers prospect we got in the Mookie Betts trade, ends up homering a 2-run homer to score himself and Michael Getzey to make it 5-4 Minnesota led. And then tied up ball game as Jeter Downs once again comes up in the clutch as he singles into right center field to score Josh Ockamy, make it tied it up 5-5. Then a single by Jarl Munoz scores Jonathan Alarue make it 6-5 Red Sox lead. And then Minnesota tied it up again as Nick Gordon, also brother of D. Strange Gordon and son of former Red Sox relief pitcher Tom Flash Gordon, reaches on a throwing error by Aruz to score Celestino, make it tied up 6-6. All right, so we got out of the inning. 3-0. Well, at least we got a base hit. If you don't know by now, me and base hits for the Red Sox, if the Red Sox don't score a base hit in the first inning, I'm not really happy. Yeah, at least for that. At least Kike broke that up quickly with a leadoff double. Yeah, really. So, and then a sac fly by Kyle Garlick to score Keenan Broxton made it a 7, gave Minnesota the lead 7-6 and for good. So the Red Sox dropped their first first spring training game of the 2021 season as they lose 7-6. All right. So for spring training, we won't go over the box scores and stuff like that just because just time constraints. So what we'll do is we'll talk about the game, but then go over the game summary. Then after that, just nothing else after that. I mean, we'll wait to do at all everything like box scores and game summary once we do our post-game shows this coming spring. So, yeah. But for now, we're just going to talk about or give you the final score of the game and just the game summary. That's about it. All right. So the Red Sox played the Atlanta Braves. All right. So the Red Sox play the Atlanta Braves at JetBlue Park for the JetBlue Park opener. And the Red Sox didn't really get much going in the first inning. They did score a run, but they didn't score a base hit until the fourth inning. And that was a Jarl Munoz double. But after that, it wasn't enough as the Red Sox, basically Garrett Richards was pitching and he basically just took a dump on the mound really quickly in this one. So here we go. As the Red Sox end up losing this one, 5-3 to Atlanta Braves. Here we go. Game summary. So in the top of the first inning, as I said, Jake Lamb singles for the Atlanta Braves into left field to score Ronald Acuna Jr., making 1-0 Atlanta. Then William Contreras walks in a run to score Ozzy Albies, make it 2-0 Atlanta. And then the top of the second inning, as I said,
Red Sox do score a run, but it was a walk-in run by Jeff Bandy to score Bobby Dalbec, make it 2-1. Atlanta still led, but by one. Then they kind of started letting the floodgates open. In the top of the third, Wilson Contreras singles into left field to score Ozzie Albies and Johan Camargo, make it 4-1. Atlanta led. Then a So in the bottom of the fourth inning, a sack ground out by Jason. Yes, it is Jason Rosario. This is the same guy we got in the Mitch Moreland trade. So, yeah. So he got the play. He hit a sack ground out to first baseman Lamb. That scores Michael Chavis. Make it 4-2. Atlanta still led, but by two. And then Atlanta did score a run in the top of the seventh inning. Johan Camargo scores on a force out ground out to score Sean Kazmir, make it 5-2 Atlanta. However, in the bottom of the seventh inning, Red Sox do try to score one more run, but and this on a ground out double play by Jonathan Alaruz that scores Cole Kadam to make it 5-3 Atlanta, but that would be where the final score would stand as the Red Sox dropped a 2-0-2 for the start of a Grapefruit League play as they lose 5-3. Then the next day on Tuesday, they played against the Tampa Bay Rays back home at JetBlue Park again. And I got to say, basically offense basically woke up in this one. Martin Perez had a great day. Oh, awesome. Anyway. At least got on base hit. Oh, wait, Chavis. Ice horse. All right. We're trying to do this and watch the game at the same time, too. Anyway. All right. So, as I said, so the offense basically came out and basically woke up. Martin Perez had a great day today, a successful Perez day, as the Red Sox ended up winning this one 9-3 against the Tampa Bay Rays, the defending AL American League champion, Tampa Bay Rays. As they went, so here we go. In the bottom of the second inning, Red Sox finally do get a hit off Hunter Renfroe, and then after that, Jarl Munoz hit a two-run homer to score himself and Renfroe, make it 2-0 Boston led. Then the bottom of the third, 3-0 Red Sox lead as Kike Hernandez homers for the first time in spring training, make it 3-0. And then a homer by Red Sox prospect, and hopefully the next Jackie Bradley Jr., Jaren Duran, hits a solo homer, make it 4-0 Red Sox. And then another homer, this time by Rafi Devers. Rafi Big Scoop Devers, homers, two-run homer to score himself and J.D. Martinez, make it 6-0 Red Sox lead. Then Jonathan Alaruz doubles into center field to score score Michael Chavis and Connor Wong, make it 8-0 Red Sox lead. Then the top of the sixth, Tampa Bay does get a run, a homer by Kevin Padlow, make it 8-1 Red Sox lead, but they still had the lead. Then the top bottom of six, Jason Rosario does a job as he grounds out to third baseman or to the third baseman to score Austin Rhea, make it 9-1 Boston led. Then in the top of the eight, Tampa Bay does score a couple of runs. First, a single by Battle Brodon to score Xavier Edwards, make it 9-2. And then Joseph Odom scores a Brodon with a single into right field to make it 9-3 Boston. But that is where your final score would stand as the Red Sox get their first win in spring or a Grapefruit League play as they win 9-3 and increase their record to 1-2. All right. Then the next day, they went back to the twin spring training field at Hanum Stadium or CenturyLink Sports Complex. And I got to say, the offense once again came through. They basically just went on a hit parade. Yes, a hit parade. Yep, a hit parade. Yep, as you've already heard by me trying to play a trombone. Yeah. And that's basically where it happened. Yeah, Red Sox end up winning this one. They blow out the Minnesota Twins 14-6. So let's get into the summary. All right, so to begin with, in the first inning, it kind of looked like, here we go again. Mitch Gardner from the Minnesota Twins at the bottom of the first inning hits a solo homer to get the Twins a 1-0 lead. Then in the top of the third, Bobby Dalbec once again hits his second home run of spring training as he ties the ball game up 1-1. Awesome. Very good. And then Kike Hernandez, he doubles his second of spring training as he scores Cesar Palo and Michael Getzey. Make it 3-1, Boston led. And then a double by J.D. Martinez as Jumbo Dong doubles into left field to score Kike Hernandez. Make it 4-1, Red Sox lead. Then the top of the fourth, Red Sox get on the board too. Bobby Dalbec once again hits his third home run of the season, a 2-run homer to score himself and Christian Vasquez. Make it 6-1, Red Sox lead. Then a single by Marwin Gonzalez. He singles into right field to score Cesar Palo and Michael Getzey. Make it 8-1, Red Sox lead. Then a single by J.D. Martinez to score into a left field to score Jeter Downs. Make it 9-1, Red Sox. Then 12-run Red Sox as Hunter Renfroe just clears the bases with a free-run double to score Jonathan Alarus, Jeff Bandy, and Jaro Munoz. Make it 12-1, Red Sox lead. Then in the bottom of the fourth inning, Twins do get on the board. Kyle Garlick does hit a solo homer, his second of the spring training, as the Red Sox still lead, but by 10, 12-2. But you forgive them? Yes, you can forgive them. Then the bottom of the fifth, Twins get on the board again as Ben Rutvedt grounds out to second baseman Alarus to score Zhu Weilin. Remember him? Remember him on the Red Sox? Yeah. So he scores a run. Now it's 9-1 or 9-run lead as it's 12-3 Red Sox lead. And then a 6-run lead as Nelson Cruz hits a 3-run homer to score himself. Aaron Sabato and Spencer Steer make it 12-6. Red Sox still lead, but you can kind of forgive them a little bit too. It was kind of low, but still a little bit uncomfortable. All right. Then the top of six, Jaro Munoz, he hits a single into center field to score Jonathan Alarus. Jaro Munoz, that's why I said, yeah, I almost keep forgetting. Yeah. Make it 13-6. And then a double by Jared Duran to score Jaro Munoz. Make it 14-6. Red Sox lead. That's where the final score would stand. Red Sox win this one and increase their record to 2-2 in Grapefruit League play, as they win 14-6. Then they went to a Baltimore spring training facility at Ed Smith Stadium in Sarasota, Florida. And it was looking good up until when Tanner Houck and the Collinsville, Illinois native Tanner Houck came up the pitch. And as much as we love Tanner Houck and knowing that he's a Red Sox player who is from the state of Illinois, because, yeah, this is why the podcast is called the Illinois Charter Podcast, the Red Sox Nation, the Illinois Charter Podcast, because, yeah, Red Sox fans here in Illinois. But he basically came up to the mound and basically was kind of the reason why they ended up losing the game. He did not get the L, though. It was Stephen Galvez who got the loss. He basically kind of stunk the bet too, but he stunk enough to get the loss as the Red Sox lose this one to the Orioles 6-3. And all right. So to begin with, in the top of the first, Cesar Palo singles to the shortstop to score Jared Duran, making 1-0 Red Sox. Then 2-0 Red Sox as Michael Getzey walks in the run to score Bobby Dalbec, make it 2-0 Red Sox. Then in the top of the second, Jared Duran once again hits another home run, his second of spring training. Solo bomb, make it 3-0 Red Sox lead. Then in the bottom of third, this is kind of where the shit show really started to start. Cedric Mullins doubles into center field to score Ryland Bannon, make it 3-1. Red Sox still lead. Then They scored another run. Anthony Santander walks in a run. That scores Ryan McKenna, make it 3-2. Red Sox still lead, but by one. And then tie ball game as a sac fly by Pedro Severino scores. Mullins, make it 3-3 game. And then in the bottom of the fifth, this is where the nail in the coffin really happens. As Ramon Urias hits a 3-run homer to score himself. Taron Farah and Taylor Davis to make it 6-3. Baltimore lead, or Baltimore led. That's where your final score would stand. Orioles end up winning this one, and the Red Sox record is now 2-3 after that, as they lose 6-3. Really? Man, Garrett Richards, what are you doing? What are you doing to us, lad? My God. My God, what are you doing to us? All right, well, now it's 4-0 now, Atlanta, as he gave up a double to Christian Pache, one of the new outfield prospects for the Braves. Ugh. Wow, 4-0 Atlanta. Good thing is we still have a base hit, but still, I mean, no run afterward, but could be a lot worse. Yeah, we could be getting no hit or have a perfect game thrown against us right now. Yeah. And you got to take this in consideration. This is spring training. I don't really care. I really do not really care. Yes, I should care because, yes, baseball is finally back. And this is kind of like somewhat of a kind of a way of showing, hey, this is where some of these guys who are trying to find a way to get into the roster, it's important for them to show, hey, I belong in the 40-man or 20, even the 20-man roster. So this is kind of important to them too. But at the end of the day, if the Red Sox, I really don't care. So long as this isn't a regular season game, if we're doing this in the regular season, then I will be furious. But at the end, I really don't care. I mean, at the same time, they're playing games, 7-inning games, and sometimes if a pitcher reaches a certain pitch count, then they'll move on to the next inning. Kind of deal. That's kind of how spring training is so far this year. So I really honestly really don't care. All right. So here we are. So the Red Sox on Friday played the Tampa Bay Rays back at JetBlue Park. And once again, Red Sox did get out to the lead. Bullpen kind of starts blowing it. They gave up the lead in the top of the sixth inning. But then in the bottom of the sixth inning, Michael Chavis with a man on. One man out. Michael Chavis comes to the plate and hits a 2-run Johnson to win it on a walk-off. Red Sox win this one 6-5. So let's go over the summary. So to begin with, in the bottom of the first inning, Red Sox do get our score first on a fielding error by the left fielder, Moises Gomez, which J.D. Martinez basically helped create. That scored Kike Hernandez, making 1-0 Red Sox. So J.D. Martinez reaches on fielding error, and then that scores Kike Hernandez, is what I'm trying to say. Then Rafael Devers walks in a run in the bottom of the first inning. That scores Alex Verdugo. This is, his spring training debut. Make it 2-0 Red Sox lead. Then 3-0 Red Sox leads as Hunter Renfroe singles into left field to score J.D. Martinez. And then a double by Marwin Gonzalez into left field to score Rafael Devers. Make it 4-0 Red Sox lead. Then in the top of the second inning, Moises Gomez of the Rays hits a solo homer, but the lead is now 4-1 Red Sox still lead. And then 4-2 in the top of the fourth inning as Michael Brazo hits a solo homer to make it 4-2 Red Sox lead. And then 4-3 Red Sox lead, now by one, as Brandon Lau hits a sac fly into right field. That scores Tristan Gray. And then in the top of six, tie ball game as Dalton Kelly singles into the center field. Oh.
All right, sorry about that. So I forgot that we were running out of time in this segment, so we kind of like dropped air a little bit too. So apologies for that. So where did we left off? All right, in the top of the sixth inning, yeah, I just forgot that we were kind of running out of time, segment time, and that's why I said, oh, yeah, because like, oh, no.
Yeah, so anyway, so yeah. Let's go to, so the top of the sixth inning, as I said, as we left off or dropped off, Dalton Kelly singles in the center field to score Chris Betts, tied ball game 4-4. Then a single by the number one prospect in the MLB right now and for the Rays, not just the Rays, but for the whole MLB or for Major League Baseball, Wander Franco singles in the center field to score Miles Mascheroni. That's a very weird name. Make it 5-4, Tampa Bay led. Then in the bottom of the seventh inning, with a runner on and one out, as we said, Michael Chavis walks up to the plate and hits a two-run bomb. Walk it off. Red Sox win 6-5. Your final score, play Dirty Water, as they end up winning this one 6-5 and increase their record to 3-3. And yesterday's game got postponed because of rain. They did play a little bit of it, but then the third inning, rain started to come in, and they decided, you know what? We'll just call this game and then act like the game really didn't happen. Because you know what? It's spring training. Who really cares? All right, and right now, Red Sox are now losing 4-0 to Atlanta. Oh, Chipper Jones is on the show. Huh. All right. Yeah, sorry. Yes, I would love to hear what he's saying, but at the same time, I really don't want to unmute it and have this on the podcast since I don't want to get in trouble for copyright infringements. Yeah, but it is a shame. I really want to hear him talk, give his wisdom. So, yeah, so two out and runners on, ducks on the pond. Yeah, pretty much ducks on the pond. Ugh. Runners on first and third. Come on, Richards. Man. I'm kind of starting. Well, at least he's doing. You just better just do this in spring training, because if he does it in the regular season, I'm going to lose my shit. All right. So, ESPN Fantasy has been declared, or basically has been finished. So we drafted all of our teams so far. But you know what? Maybe we should go over Yahoo just in case we missed a team or something like that. But first, let's go over ESPN. So I named one of my first team, the Elysian Fields, named after where the first actual baseball game played, or kind of documented baseball game, was played in Hoboken, New Jersey. The Elysian Fields. So we decided to name our team the Elysian Fields. All right. So I have a catcher, JT Realmuto. Then first baseman, Luke Voit. Second baseman, Craig Biggio. Third baseman, Alex Baum of the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, we should probably say this. All right, start over. All right. Catcher of the Philadelphia Phillies, JT Realmuto at catcher. First baseman, Luke Voit of the New York Yankees. Second baseman, Craig Biggio of the Toronto Blue Jays. Or Kevin Biggio. I should say Kevin Biggio. Why did I say Craig Biggio? This is Craig Biggio's son, Kevin Biggio. I don't know what's wrong with me today. All right. Third baseman, Alec Baum of the Philadelphia Phillies. Then shortstop, Trey Turner of the Washington Nationals. Then second shortstop man is Chris Taylor of the LA Dodgers. Then first baseman is Rowdy Tellez of the Toronto Raptors or Toronto Blue Jays. Then my outfielders, Ramon Laranato of the A's. Ramon Laranato of the A's. Then Victor Robles of the Nationals. Then Rolando King of the Milwaukee Brewers. And then Victor Reyes of the Detroit Tigers. then Aaron Hicks of the New York Yankees, then utility man Starlin Castro of the Washington Nationals, then my bench players, James McCann of the New York Mets, then Isaiah Kiner Falefa of the Texas Rangers, then Bobby Dalbec of the Red Sox, then Hunter Renfro of the Red Sox too, and then my pitchers, my starters, Trevor Bauer of the LA Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw of the LA Dodgers, Blake Snell of the San Diego Padres, Hunju Ryu of the Toronto Blue Jays, then Chris Paddock of San Diego Padres, and then my relief pitchers, Kenley Jansen of the Dodgers, Rafael Montero of the Rangers, then Giovanni Galletto of the St. Louis Cardinals, and then Will Smith of the Atlanta Braves. Okay. That is the Elysian Fields. Sorry about that. You could probably turn this off if you want. If you want to, like, just skip through this, that's fine with me. All right. Then the Fighting 69th, named after the famous New York Regiment of Fighting, or part of the Irish Brigade during the Civil War. They also fought in World War I as well, during World War II, and even fought during in Iraq and Afghanistan too. Like, some of the parts of the regiment did fight in Iraq and Afghanistan too. So, yeah, so we named it after that, the Fighting 69th, which there is a movie we just watched yesterday called The Fighting 69th with James Cagney. James Cagney, Pat O'Brien, and George Brent, called The Fighting 69, which happens in World War I. Go check it out. So that's why somebody also in this league named their, the Sexy 69ers. I wonder if they just saw The Fighting 69th and just thought, oh, this is like a sex joke, because 69 is, like a sex position. That. No, this is the Fighting 69th of the famous Irish Brigade. That was a fun World War I, II, and World War II. But whatever. Okay, whatever your dirty mind, get your mind out of the gutter. All right, so here we are. My catcher is Christian Vasquez of the Red Sox. Then first baseman is Eric Hosmer of the Padres. Second baseman, Gene Segura of the Philadelphia Phillies. Third baseman, Rafael Devers of the Red Sox. Shortstop, Tim Anderson of the White Sox. Then my second shortstop position player is Paul DeJong of the St. Louis Cardinals. Then third base position is Jamer Camilleri of the Detroit Tigers. And then my outfielders, Mookie Betts of the LA Dodgers, Eddie Rosario of the Cleveland Indians, Byron Buxton of the Minnesota Twins, and then Mitch Haniger of the Seattle Mariners, and then Nick Senso of the Cincinnati Reds. Then utility man is Randall Grichuk of the Toronto Blue Jays, and then bench players Dalton Forsaro of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Kike Hernandez of the Boston Red Sox, and then Bobby Dalbec of the Boston Red Sox. Then my pitching staff, my starters, Lucas Giolito of the White Sox, Brandon Woodruff of the Milwaukee Brewers, Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Hunchin Ryu of the Toronto Blue Jays, Chris Paddock of the San Diego Padres, and then relief pitchers, Nick Anderson of the Rays, Devin Williams of the Milwaukee Brewers, Giovanni Galileo of the St. Louis Cardinals, Matt Barnes of the Red Sox, and Archie Bradley of the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, that is the Fighting 69th.
The Fighting 69th.
The 69ers. My God, get your mind out of the gutters. All right, so the Homestead Grays, this is named after one of the Negro League teams back in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. I named it after this. So I think, is Homestead in Kansas? don't know. Hold on. Homestead Grace. We'll look this up. We'll do what every person my age is doing. Just look it up. Google it. Homestead. Homestead. Grays. Where are they located? Or were located? Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay, so Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Is what I'm looking at. Yeah, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania. Okay, so we were wrong. It wasn't in Kansas. So, yeah, so. All right. So we named it after one of the Negro League teams. All right, and then my catcher is Yasmani Grandal, the White Sox. First baseman is Yuri Gurriel, the Houston Astros. Second baseman, Jonathan Villar of the New York Mets. Third baseman, Juan Moncada of the White Sox. Shortstop, Marcus Semien of the Toronto Blue Jays. Then second shortstop man is Willie Castro of the Detroit Tigers. Then first and third baseman is Jamer Candelario of the Detroit Tigers. Then my outfielders, Mike Trout of the Angels, Luis Robert of the White Sox, Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees, Mike Yastrzemski, Carl Yastrzemski's grandson, former Red Sox great Carl Yastrzemski, Mike Yastrzemski of the San Francisco Giants. Then Ramon Tapia of the Colorado Rockies, utility man, Asaela Garcia of the Milwaukee Brewers, and then bench players, Yadier Molina. Oh, I probably should get him. Wait. Okay, didn't he just re-sign with the Cardinals? So why is he still a free agent? Okay, I may have to look that up. Joe Birdie of the Miami Marlins, Marlon Gonzalez of the Red Sox, and then Franchi Cordero of the Red Sox, too. And then my pitching staff starters, Yu Darvish of the San Diego Padres, Tyler Glasnow of the Tampa Bay Rays, Jose Barrios of the Minnesota Twins, Corbin Burns of the Milwaukee Brewers, and then Jesus Lazario of the Oakland A's. And then my relief pitchers are Brad Hand of the Washington Nationals, Devin Williams of the Milwaukee Brewers, Alec Colome of the Minnesota Twins, and then Matt Barnes of the Boston Red Sox, of yours truly, yeah. All right. Okay, so that is the Homestead Grays. Go. Yes. All right. Then Kenny McCormick, named after a character from South Park, the guy in the orange parka. Yeah. So, yeah, so we named it after that. All right. So here are your Kenny McCormicks. All right. At catcher, Christian Vasquez of, of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Then first baseman, Christian Walker of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Then second baseman, Ryan McCann of the Colorado Rockies. Then first baseman, Juan Moncada of the Chicago White Sox. Then shortstop, Dansby Swanson of the Atlanta Braves. Then second shortstop man is Colton Wong of the Milwaukee Brewers. Then second third baseman is Jake Cronenworth of the San Diego Padres. Then your outfielders are Mookie Betts, the LA Dodgers, Marcell Ozuna of the Atlanta Braves, Starling Marte of the Miami Marlins, Ramon Laureano of the Oakland A's, Andrew Benintendi of the Kansas City Royals. And then utility man is Mitch Garver of the Minnesota Twins. And then bench players are James McCann of the Mets, Willie Castro of the Detroit Tigers, Rowdy Tellez of the Toronto Blue Jays, and Mauricio Dubon of the San Francisco Giants. He used to be a Red Sox prospect at one point. Yeah. Then we traded him away. All right. Then your pitching staff from your starters. Here we are. Walker Buehler of the LA Dodgers, Tyler Glasnow of the Tampa Bay Rays, Carlos Carrasco of the New York Mets, Zach Plesac of the Cleveland Indians, and then Charlie Morton of the Atlanta Braves, and then your relief staff is Devin Williams of the Milwaukee Brewers, Alex Colomane of the Minnesota Twins, Matt Barnes of yours truly, the Red Sox, and then Taylor Rogers of the Minnesota Twins. All Those are your Kenny McCormicks. All right. So the Memphis Red Sox, named after another Negro Leagues team back in the day. So, yeah. So, no relation to the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. All right. So, here we go. So, at catcher, Christian Vasquez of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. All right. And then first baseman, Matt Olson of the Oakland A's. Pep Bars. Second baseman, Mike Moustakas of the Cincinnati Reds. Third baseman, Rafael Devers of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Then shortstop, Chris Taylor of the LA Dodgers. Then second shortstop man is Kiki Hernandez of yours truly, the Red Sox. And then first baseman and third baseman is Jamer Calendario of the Detroit Tigers. Then outfielders, here we are. Juan Soto of the Washington Nationals. George Springer of the Toronto Blue Jays, Dylan Carlson of the St. Louis Cardinals, Andrew Benintendi of the Kansas City Royals, and Cole Calhoun of the Arizona Diamondbacks. All right, and then your utility man is Willie Castro of the Detroit Tigers, and then bench players are Dalton Fersaro of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Yadier Molina of the St. Louis Cardinals, Evan Longoria of the San Francisco Giants, then Nick Ahmed of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Then here are your pitching staff. So here we go. Your starter rotation is Yu Darvish of the San Diego Padres, Luis Castillo of the Cincinnati Reds, Zach Gallen of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Kyle Hendricks of the Chicago Cubs, and Chris Paddock of the San Diego Padres. And then Nick Anderson, Rafael Montero of the Seattle Mariners. Oh, yeah, Nick Anderson of the Tampa Bay Rays. Rafael Montero of the Seattle Mariners. I should have said that. And then Will Smith of the Atlanta Braves. And then Hector Narvaez of the Philadelphia Phillies as your relief pitching staff. All right, that is it for the Memphis Red Sox. Oh, jeez. Then Fenway Refugees. This was a part of a blog or something like, kind of like a Facebook sort of, or Facebook, Instagram sort of social media platform where Red Sox fans met like back in the day when I was kind of a part of, called Fenway Refugees. And this is like basically just Red Sox fans all over the world kind of deal. So we named it after that. And here we go. So you're... position players at catcher is yours truly, Christian Vasquez of the Red Sox. Then first baseman, Christian Walker of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Then second baseman, Kevin Biggio of the Toronto Blue Jays. And then third baseman, Tommy Edman of the St. Louis Cardinals. Then shortstop, Xander Bogaerts of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Then second base shortstop man is Kiki Hernandez of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. First base, third baseman man is yours truly, Marwin Gonzalez of the Red Sox. Then your outfielders, Alex Verdugo of yours truly, the Red Sox. Ian Happ of the Chicago Cubs. Clint Frazier of the New York Yankees. Hunter Renfro of yours truly, the Red Sox. And Asiel Garcia of the Milwaukee Brewers. And then utility man is Jesse Winker of the Cincinnati Reds. And then bench players are Buster Posey of the San Francisco Giants. Nico Goodrum of the Detroit Tigers, Mike Bruzzo of the Tampa Bay Rays, and then Franchy Cordero of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Wonder when he's going to show up to camp. Should be pretty soon. Yeah. All right, we're going to see him in some spring training games too. We should better see him pretty soon. I kind of want to see him play. All right, your pitching staff, starting rotation. Gerrit Cole, the New York Yankees. Jack Flaherty of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tyler Glasnow of the Tampa Bay Rays. Hun Chin Ryu of the Toronto Blue Jays. And then Zach Plesac of the Cleveland Indians. Then your relief pitching staff, Brad Hand of the Washington Nationals. Alex Cullimane of the Minnesota Twins. Matt Barnes of the Boston Red Sox. And Taylor Rogers of the Minnesota Twins. Yeah. So that is it for ESPN Fantasy. I don't know. Maybe we could go to break. Maybe we can go to break real quick and then talk about Yahoo Fantasy real quick, just so we have time to go over the outro and stuff like that. So, yeah.
All right, here we go. Yahoo Fantasy.
Yahoo! Yahoo! All right, so here we are. Well, let's see, we got everybody. Yeah, we do. All right. So Thomas Clark, named after one of the 7 signees of the 1916 Proclamation of the Easter Rising. So I named it after him, Thomas Clark or Tom Clark. I just had that accent. Tom Clark. All right. Here we go. My catcher, Yasmani Grandal of the Chicago White Sox. Then first baseman, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., son of Hall of Famer Vladimir Guerrero of the Toronto Blue Jays. Second baseman, Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays. Shortstop, Max Muncy of the LA Dodgers. Shortstop, Carlos Correa of the Houston Astros. Cheater! All right. Then my outfielders, Juan Soto of the Nationals, Mike Yastrzemski, Carl Yastrzemski's grandson, we already said that, all right, of the San Francisco Giants, Ryan Mountcastle of the Baltimore Orioles, and my utility men are Dylan Carlson of the St. Louis Cardinals and Josh Bell of the Washington Nationals. And then my bench players are Mitch Garver of the Minnesota Twins, Edwin Rios of the LA Dodgers, Mauricio Dubon of the San Francisco Giants, and then Austin Hayes of the Baltimore Orioles. And here we are, my pitching staff. My starters are Yu Darvish of the San Diego Padres and Luis Castillo of the Cincinnati Reds. And then my relief pitching staff is Kenta Maeda of the Minnesota Twins, then Jose Rosario of the Oakland A's. Bars, Uncle Tom. All right. Then rest of the pitchers are Joe Musgrove of the San Diego Padres, Frankie Montes of the Oakland Athletics, then Marco Gonzalez of the Seattle Mariners, Hiram Marquez of the Colorado Rockies, and then Jake Diekman of the Oakland Athletics. Bat bars, Uncle Tom, they're called bat bars. Yeah, if you don't know what I'm talking about, bat bars, it's like elephant. Like, that's what my nephew calls elephants, bat bars, yeah. Yeah. Since the Athletics mascot is an elephant, and I'm referring to a kid's storybook from, like, back in the 1930s, and basically, which they made into a show, like, in the 80s, 90s, called Bat Bar, King of the Elephants. That's a terrible elephant impersonation, Tom. All right. So my next team is Section 10, named after the Red Sox podcast that on Barstool Sports, which basically gave us the inspiration of creating a Red Sox podcast, except a little bit more PG, a little bit too, or a little bit. Yeah, just not as, a little bit PG or G rated, a little bit, or a little PG. Yeah, a little, yeah. Kid-friendly a little bit. I don't know. We did curse a little bit, too, so I don't know. Maybe not. All right, so here we go. My catcher, JT Realmuto of the Philadelphia Phillies. First baseman, Max Muncy of the LA Dodgers. Shortstop, Kike Hernandez of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Then third baseman, Rafael Devers of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Then shortstop, the best player in the game right now, Fernando Tatis Jr. of the San Diego Padres. Then your outfielder, JD Martinez of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Jorge Soler of the Kansas City Royals. Anthony Santander of the Baltimore Orioles. And then your utility guys, Trey Mancini of the Baltimore Orioles. Then Nick Solak of the Texas Rangers. And then bench guys, Buster Posey of the San Francisco Giants, Ryan McCann of the Colorado Rockies, and then Scott Kingering of the Philadelphia Phillies. And then my pitching staff, my starters, Aaron Nola of the Philadelphia Phillies, and then Steven Strasburg of the Washington Nationals. And then relief pitchers, I have Edwin Diaz of the New York Mets, and then Jake Karinchak of the Cleveland Indians. And then rest of my bench are pitchers are Lance McCullers of the Houston Astros, Patrick Corbin of the Washington Nationals, David Price of the LA Dodgers, and Jameson Taillon of the New York Yankees, and then Chris Sale of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox, and then Matt Andreese of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Treacy's Pieces.
Yeah, Treacy's Pieces.
That better be his nickname for Section 10, because that would actually be pretty funny. Treacy's Pieces. All right, starting nine, here we are. So named after the Barstool Baseball MLB podcast that they do on Barstool Sports. Here we go. My catcher, Will Smith of the LA Dodgers. First baseman, Pete Alonso, the polar bear of the New York Mets. And then second baseman, Gleyber Torres of the New York Yankees. Third baseman, Matt Chapman of the Oakland Athletics. Bat bars, Uncle Tom, bat bars. Shortstop, Marcus Semien of the Toronto Blue Jays. Then my outfielders, Alex Verdugo of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Mike Yastrzemski of the San Francisco Giants. Then Kyle Lewis, Rookie of the Year for the American League of the Seattle Mariners. Then Joey Gallo of the Texas Rangers. Ha-Seo Kim of the San Diego Padres as your utility men. And then bench players, Mitch Garver of the Minnesota Twins. Yoel Gurriel, the Houston Astros, Donovan Solano of the San Francisco Giants, and then Cole Calhoun of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And then here we go, your pitching staff. Your starters, Shane Bieber, reigning Cy Young winner for the American League of the Cleveland Indians, and then Lucas Giolito of the Chicago White Sox. And then relief pitchers, Corbin Burns of the Milwaukee Brewers, and then Jake Karinchak of the Cleveland Indians. And then the rest of your pitchers, Jose Berríos of the Minnesota Twins, Joe Musgrove of the San Diego Padres, then Tyler May of the Cincinnati Reds, Cody Bassett of the Oakland Athletics, and then Michael Kopech of the Chicago White Sox. All right, and that is it for starting nine. The Royal Rooters podcast, or Royal Rooters, named after the founding fathers of Red Sox Nation, the Royal Rooters. Here we go. My catcher is JT Realmuto of the Philadelphia Phillies. First baseman, Jose Abreu of the Chicago White Sox. Second baseman, Kenson Hira of the Milwaukee Brewers. And then third baseman, Eugenio Cerrero of the Cincinnati Reds. Shortstop, Trey Turner of the Washington Nationals. And my outfielders, JD Martinez of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Alex Verdugo of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Will Myers of the San Diego Padres. And then my utility guys. What is this? Where's my utility guy? Hold on. I did make a trade recently. Oh. No wonder that's... All right. Well, then my utility guy is Dansby Swanson of the Atlanta Braves, and JD Davis of the New York Mets. And then my bench players, Carson Kelly of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ryan McCann of the Colorado Rockies, and then Mauricio Dubon of the San Francisco Giants. Here we are. My pitching staff. Here we go. Starting pitchers, Clayton Kershaw of the LA Dodgers, and then Jose Berríos of the Minnesota Twins, and then relief pitchers, Nathan Eovaldi of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox, and then Kevin Gausman of the San Francisco Giants, and then rest of the pitchers, Tony Gonsolin of the LA Dodgers, Matt Barnes of the Boston Red Sox, Tristan McKenzie of the Cleveland Indians, then Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox, and then Jose Giorgini of the Houston Astros, and then Ryan Yarbo of the Tampa Bay Rays. All right, that is it for the Royal Rooters. Two more, and we got it. All right, Hammering Hank, named in honor of Hank Aaron, who recently just passed away this offseason, the great Hank Aaron. Yeah, so he named it after him. All right. Catcher, JT Realmuto of the Philadelphia Phillies. First baseman, Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays. Then second baseman, Ketel Marte of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Third baseman, Chris Bryant of the Chicago Cubs. Shortstop, Francisco Lindor of the New York Mets. Then outfielders, Alex Verdugo of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Will Myers of the San Diego Padres. Kyle Lewis of the Seattle Mariners. And then utility guys, Jake Cronenworth of the San Diego Padres. And then Victor Robles of the Washington Nationals. And then bench players, Mitch Gardner of the Minnesota Twins. Hunter Dozier of the Kansas City Royals. And then Scott Kingery of the Philadelphia Phillies. And my pitching staff, here we go. Starting pitchers, Trevor Bauer of the LA Dodgers. Blake Snell of the San Diego Padres. Then relief pitchers, Rossell Iglesias of the LA Angels. Then Framer Valdez of the Houston Astros. And then the rest of the pitching staff is Joe Musgrove of the San Diego Padres. Kevin Gausman of the San Francisco Giants. Tristan McKenzie of the Cleveland Indians. Shohei Ohtani of the LA Angels. Drew Smyly of the Atlanta Braves. And then Hector Narvaez of the Philadelphia Phillies. And then one more and we'll wrap this show up. All right. The Kansas City Monarchs, named after the famous somewhat successful team of the Negro Leagues, the Kansas City Monarchs, all right, which a lot of the Negro League Hall of Famers aren't players of the greats that basically played on this team too. Like, I believe Satchel Paige, I think. Who else? I think, didn't Jackie Robinson play on this team too? I'm guessing, yeah. Their hats look good. I really want one. I want a hat. All right. My catcher, Will Smith of the LA Dodgers. Then first baseman, Max Muncy of the LA Dodgers. Second baseman, Jeff McNeil of the New York Mets. Third baseman, Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Indians. Shortstop, Jonathan Villar of the New York Mets. Then outfielders, Chris Bryant of the Chicago Cubs. Alex Verdugo of yours truly, the Boston Red Sox. Michael Brantley of the Houston Astros. And then utility guys, Josh Bell of the Washington Nationals. And then Victor Robles of the Washington Nationals. Then bench players, I got Mitch Garver of the New York Mets or the Minnesota Twins. Jamer Candelario of the Detroit Tigers. Josh Harrison of the Washington Nationals. And then Lorenzo Kane of the Milwaukee Brewers. And then bench players, or I mean, pitching staff. So starting pitchers, I have Trevor Bauer of the LA Dodgers and then Clayton Kershaw of the LA Dodgers as well. All right. Then relief pitchers, Carlos Carrasco of the New York Mets and Jose Arraez of the LA Dodgers. And then rest of the pitching staff, Tyler Glasnow of the Tampa Bay Rays, Frankie Montes of the Oakland Athletics, Tristan McKenzie of the Cleveland Indians, Craig Kimbrell of the Chicago Cubs, and then Dane Dunsing of the Texas Rangers. All right, that is it. We are done. Long episode today. Yeah, very long. All right. We are still losing 4-0 in the bottom of the, or after four. Huh. Yeah. All right. So that's about it. All right. So we won't talk much about today's game because we're already wrapping up by now. And I don't think this game is going to be over for, yeah, we're still a little bit away from the game being over. So we'll talk about it next week's show. So, all right. All right. Anything else? Yeah. I think that's about it. Yeah, just really bummed out a little bit too that Jackie Bradley Jr. has left, but he was kind of looking like he was going to leave. After he took that picture in the outfield after the last game, home game at Fenway last season, I thought he's probably done in Boston. I mean, as sad as it has to be,
it looks like he's not coming back to the Red Sox. Yeah. So he is. Oh, yeah. Really is a shame. But thank you so much, JBJ, for what you brought to the Red Sox. And best of luck in Milwaukee. All right. Anything else? I think we're good. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for giving this opportunity to share and keep doing what I love. Subscribe, rate, review on Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you can. Follow the show on Twitter at @red_charter. And then follow my personal Twitter page at junkyarddog_92. We will have that in the details of the episode. Follow the show on Instagram at @SoxIllinois. And then follow the show on Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Podbean, or wherever you get your podcast from. Doesn't matter to us. And with that being said, I believe that will about do it. All right. See you guys next Sunday. Mañana.
People seen it, but they just don't know.
What I told you, Cutter.
People seen it, but they just don't know. But they just don't know. People, 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 people seen it, but they just don't know. People seen it, but they just don't know. Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
I'm fresh off the block. The hustler just returned. I derode these niggas, now they call me Big Word. I'm the shit, according to the streets. The town without pimp will make Memphis bleak. But I don't toss up rock signs and diamonds. But I might toss an heavy head hole like Iverson. Let's do it. I'm ready. Right back at him. I'm at the test. I know you feel hesitant, but I'm so positive they couldn't see me in the negative. Negative. Not today, no sir. They say life is a bitch. Yeah, I know her. When you see her, tell her bitch to holler. Cause I'm too fucking white t-shirt to need a blue collar. About dollars. Let's go.
People seen it, but they just don't know. 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 Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
Let's go again. I love you, haters. They make my focus strong. They keep me motivated to get my hustle on. Get my guap up. No Scott Storchin. For 30s on the truck. Now that's a wheel of fortune. I got a lot of women, but no baby mamas. They all material girls. I call them prima donnas. Dog, I promise. Real talk. Let's get back into it. Hey, I'm out of East Haven. One of you in Roseville. And we don't fuck with rats. We treat them like roadkill. Fuck them. Sucker, you ain't cool nowhere. I'd rather join us and spark them and leave with no air. I'm Mariah Carey, the Nick Cannon. So much heat on the floor, you feel like he's 10.
People seen it, but they just don't know. 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 Come on, baby, let the good time roll.
Let's roll. Let's roll. And when I step through, they bow down gracefully. Swear I got them speaking, so it's nothing they can say to me. Just wave to me. Cause they can't compete, I dream of this shit, which means I'm better than dudes in my sleep. But they are headed, sleep minded. Gotta put a bullet through homie brain to make them open mind. Charlamagne, I had to rewind. Come on back, baby. The ladies love me. They say my armor shines. Got so many tens, niggas thought it was the March of Dimes. They jockin' G-Y when I walk past. I ain't gotta say my chance to show my motherfuckin' ass. Y'all can't beat me. My ink can't bleed. My shit's so full of life and leave the paper breathing. And don't let no one leave. I'm leaving. Yes, yes.
People seen it, but they just don't know. 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 People seen it, but but they just don't know. Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby,
come on, man.
Come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, come on, baby, 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 come on,